Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast, and I'm delighted that you are here with me today because this is a special day. For those of you in the United States, like I am, it is Thanksgiving Day, and Thanksgiving is that one day of the year, at least one day of the year, that supposedly we set aside time to be with family and friends and to be grateful for all the blessings we have. Now, of course, in our lovely capitalist society, it's gotten to be the start of the shopping season, and now stores don't even wait until Black Friday. They start just selling before Thanksgiving. They start selling on Thanksgiving. They're open. But you know what? That's a whole nother subject, and I don't want to talk about that today. Now, what I want to talk about today is the attitude of gratitude. And why it's so important for yourself, your personal life, and your professional life. And first off, I want to start off is by expressing gratitude to you for being one of my podcast listeners. I started this podcast back in July and have just been amazed and overwhelmed at the success that I've had with it, and then I've got, you know, lots of downloads. People are listening to it. And in fact, I want to give a shout out actually to a few people who have left me reviews. So to John P. Smith Jr., who left me a review like right after I first started, and to C. Whetstone and to Jake Harbury, thank you so much for leaving those reviews on iTunes, because it really does mean a world to me to, you know that what I'm doing has value to you. And I like I said, I have just really enjoyed actually doing this podcast and being able to share information with you about how to be able to promote your business. And it's just been a delight. And I'm so grateful that we have this opportunity. And you know, the other amazing thing too is that my podcast is not just heard, listened to by people here in the United States. It is heard by people all over the world. It's, I don't know if I can actually go to it right now. I may pull it up, but it just blows my mind. Yeah. Let's see if I can get into my little stats here, and I'll share with you some of the countries of people are listening to this podcast in. I just find it amazing. So anyway, that's the first thing I wanted to do today, is to be able to do that and just, you know, thank you. Really, really thank you for listening to this podcast. But I also want to talk in greater, you know, detail a little bit about, as I said, having an attitude of gratitude. Okay, here we go. I'm actually getting into, let's see, before I do that. Okay, so yeah, this podcast has been downloaded in the United States, Canada, Ireland, Australia, Italy, the United Kingdom, Pakistan, France, and Greece, and then 13 other places. But those are my top 10. And I just want to say, you know, hey, to all of you out there in all those wonderful countries, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It just blows me away. You know, the times that we live in, you know, it's, yes, there's a lot of lousy stuff going on in the world right now in 2015 here. But you know what? There's still a lot of good in the world. There is still a lot of good in the world. There are billions of good people out there. And that's why we need to cultivate this attitude of gratitude. Think about all the things, all the blessings that you have in your life right now. And I tell you what, I'll share with you just a few more of mine, just to kind of give you an idea. I mean, like I said, not only am I grateful for technology and being able to do this podcast, and I'm grateful to you, my listeners, but I am grateful to my family. You know, I've got a wonderful husband who I've been married to for, well, is I think we're coming up on 27 years, I believe, in next year. And he has been so supportive of my business and has just been wonderful. And I'm grateful to him because he finally took steps this year to take care of his health. He and I both have been on a weight loss program this year, and I'm proud to say that I've lost almost 40 pounds, and he has lost over 100 pounds since June. It's just tremendous, and maybe one day I'll share with you how we're doing that, but I'm just so proud of him, and especially because here's the other thing. Since July, I have been spending a lot of time across the country from my husband and away from home. And I've been in Arizona staying with my sister because in July she got diagnosed with cancer. It's called rhabdomyosarcoma, which is a nasty little cancer, very aggressive cancer, very rare. Sarcomas in general are very rare. It's a cancer of the soft tissue. So she has needed me because, doesn't have any children. She's not married. So, you know, I've been able to help her through chemo and radiation treatments and things like that. And like I said, I am so grateful to my husband for being so understanding and knowing that I needed to spend this time with my big sister. And no matter what happens with her health, I am just so grateful that we have had this time to spend together. My sister is 10 years older than me, so she moved out of the house. She went to college when I was a little kid, and we really didn't get to know each other well until after I was an adult. But even then, she's lived across the country from me, so we haven't had that much time to spend together. So I'm just so grateful for this time this year. It's been awesome. Like I said, no matter what happens. So I'm grateful to her. I'm grateful to the cancer. You know, it sucks, but I'm grateful that it brought us together. I'm also grateful for my two wonderful children. I've got two awesome, awesome adult children now. One is still in college and the other's graduated, but my daughter has been a rock in helping my husband. She's been holding down the fort at home while I've been out in Arizona. So I'm so grateful to her, and I'm grateful to my son that he has been just a joy, and he's committed to his schoolwork. And he's also helped me in the past with my website and things like that because he's a computer whiz. So it's great to have him in the family. So as you can see, you know, those are just some of the things that I'm grateful for this holiday season. So I encourage you to take some time today, tomorrow, every day. Write down 5 things at minimum, maybe 10 really, that you are grateful for in your life. And if you cultivate this attitude of gratitude every day, I guarantee you that you are going to see just remarkable things happen in your life. Number one is that you are just going to have more peace of mind and just you're going to be able to handle what goes on in life and you know, deal with some of the rocky things that that happen in your life. Because, yeah, you know, nobody's life is perfect. And things go wrong. Things go wrong in our business. Things go wrong in our personal life. But hold on to that attitude of gratitude. And it's really going to help you out a lot in your life. So I just encourage you to do that today. Like I said, it's Thanksgiving, so no super big marketing message today. We'll get back to that tomorrow. But I just wanted to, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of my family. I'm getting teary-eyed today. Oh, well, that's what happens when you have an attitude of gratitude, I guess. I really do. I have so many blessings in my life, and you are one of them. So thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to Right Sell Succeed on iTunes and Stitcher Radio so that you'll be able to listen to future episodes, and because I've got, you know, lots more great stuff to share with you in the coming days, weeks, months. Can't wait to do that. And if you'd be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes, I would be, happy to give you a shout out as well. That would be wonderful. Oh, I almost forgot. I've got something I want to to give back to you today. Holy smokes, I nearly forgot. Oh my gosh. Okay. Instead of my Thanksgiving Day present to you, I want to invite you to talk to me on the phone for a half an hour. It's what's called an internet marketing breakthrough session. And I've got 5 slots open right now for the first 5 people to apply for this. Now, what I want you to do is you can go to my website, gloriarand.com/breakthrough. Or if you want a little shorter version, if you do bit.ly/Gloria15 for the year 2015, Gloria15, there's going to be a form there. Now, I only want you to fill out this form if you are just stuck with your business right now, if you are, you know, you need to be doing better with social media, with your website, whatever it is. And this is just like a 10 for you right now that you're like, okay, I want to start 2016. I want 2016 to be my best year ever. And I'm just nothing. I'm stuck. I need help. So if you need that help, then I want to talk to you. I want to be able to give you some pointers and get you moving in the right direction, because that's what we'll do during this half an hour call is I want to talk to you, find out what's going on and make some suggestions. And it might even be possibly that we work together, but maybe not. You know, it might be that, you know, maybe you just needed a little nudge and maybe you're doing the right stuff and you just need a little reassurance. It doesn't matter, but I do want it to be a 10 for you. This really needs to be a 10 for you that you need help. So if that's the case, I encourage you to, again, go to my website, gloriarand.com/breakthrough. Or if you're familiar with bit.ly, you know, that's bit.ly/Gloria15. And that's actually, Gloria is all lowercase. I didn't capitalize my name. Oh, well. Anyway, Gloria and then the number 15. And that'll take you to the same page. And I'll put this in the show notes too. I would love to be able to hear from you. So like I said, the first 5 people to do this, I will contact you and be in touch with you, and we'll set up a time to talk. Like I said, that's kind of my Thanksgiving gift to you. So that's it for this edition of Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, wishing you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag #RightSellSucceed.